Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As many of you probably know, the wedding day is an important day. It's a day of preparation that leads up to a day of celebration. And all who witness the sacred union that is blessed by God rejoice. It's a special day in the life of a particular group of people. But even though it's a very special day, it is still an ordinary event in people's lives. But in this ordinary event, something extraordinary happens. Two people become one, but also two families become one. And so it is a time to rejoice. Yet in our gospel reading, the wedding celebration is about to be cut short because the wine has given out. Now, biblically speaking, wine is a symbol of joy. One ancient rabbi once stated, without wine, there is no joy. Although too much wine, drunkenness, was a great disgrace according to the Holy Scriptures. Wine was an important part of the wedding celebration, which could go on for days. But what happens when the wine gives out? The celebration would quickly come to an end, and the bridegroom and his family would have been disgraced. But as we find time and time again in Holy Scriptures and in our lives, our dilemmas, our struggles can quickly become opportunities for the powerful presence of God and His glory and His grace is revealed. Now, if we get caught up too much with Christ turning water into wine, as some teetotalers and evangelicals do, then we risk missing the whole point altogether. We have a very shallow reading of this extraordinary event. Underneath this story of Jesus changing water into wine is the story of the glory of God revealed in Jesus Christ. God, who once revealed His glory to His people on Mount Sinai in terrifying ways, now reveals His divine presence through His Son at an ordinary village wedding. A wedding banquet is a common image in the Scriptures to picture the restoration of Israel and the world. And abundant wine was a common image used to convey joy and celebration at the age of salvation. Amos speaks of the day when the mountains shall drip sweet wine and all the hills shall flow with it. And Isaiah speaks of the feast that God will prepare for all peoples, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of well-aged wine strained clear. Jesus' extraordinary miracle of changing water into wine reveals that in Him is the presence and the power and the glory of God breaking into the world, into people's lives, pointing to that new age of salvation. Just like the abundant and excellent wine, in Him is the abundance of life, joy, love, and salvation. As John's prologue tells us, in Him was life, and that life was the light of the people. And later in the gospel, Jesus will tell us, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. When Jesus changes the water in the jars of the Jewish purification rites into wine, He is symbolizing that the old forms are given new content. The new covenant fulfills the old covenant and is able and capable of bestowing new abundant life. Now, abundant life does not mean that we are free from the struggles, pain, and sorrow of this world. Certainly, we have had those moments. Certainly, we've had those moments when struggles seem to pile one after the other all at once. Even pastors are not immune to those struggles. Sometimes it feels as if it's not going to end and there's no way out. But that's why we continue to be a people of prayer, a people of faith, because even in our struggles, even in our doubts, in the darkness of those struggles, Christ is with us. And Christ will overcome our struggles to bring us to a stronger faith. We do know that in Jesus Christ we are known and we are loved. In Jesus Christ, the Holy One, through whom all things come into being, we are loved. We are not forsaken in our struggles. In Christ, we are given the source of life. We are joined to the life and the love of the Holy Trinity. And in Christ, we are able to overcome our struggles because He is more than enough to overcome our struggles, our sin, our shame, our failures, our suffering. In Christ, we have the power to overcome death and enter into eternal life. The fullness of our joy and celebration, when there will no longer be pain and suffering and death, is not here yet. For now, we only have that foretaste of the feast to come. We have the many ways that Jesus reveals His presence and glory to us in the ordinary happenings of our lives. And yes, even today, He still shows up at wedding celebrations, soup kitchens, whenever His word is proclaimed. And yes, at His holy table, when we have a taste of eternity. In Christ, the Holy Spirit, ordinary water becomes a place of new birth. And in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, ordinary bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We receive communion with Him, life, forgiveness with Him. In Christ, broken earthen vessels, you and me can be transformed into the body of Christ, where the presence of Christ continues to break into people's lives. Through Christ, we are able to carry the wine of Christ's love and presence into a suffering world. Through the wine of His love, Jesus brings the kingdom of God that breaks into the world, transforming it and giving all people the joy of God's salvation, the joy of His presence, the joy of His abundant grace and life. Amen.